This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, your pop culture home.
Like to control your computer.
Thank you, Google.
And welcome back, because we're back. We're not in the car this time.
No, we are out of the car, and it feels weird.
It does. It feels like we're going to be in that car forever, weeks.
Yeah,
but
we spent a good 7 hours in that car.
Yeah, it was a long time.
It was a long time.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys listened to all 7 hours.
No, I mean, that's the bonus.
Oh, the bonus footage?
Yeah, release that later.
Is that the Christmas bundle that's
coming
out?
Off weeks, yes.
Okay.
I'll give that away for free because I care. So this is another chapter,
another installment.
Another installment. And
this great social undertaking that is Richer in the Mail.
Yeah, I'm glad we got it right that time.
Yeah, I am too.
As you could tell, Andy is back playing the mailman again this week.
Yes. I'm impersonating a mailman, which I believe is a federal offense.
It is a federal offense, but you're doing it so well. I mean, I like you in those blues, I gotta say. It
works for me.
Yeah. In a way, with like the smoothness of your voice and how it's a little bit lower, I kind of like get a little bit of an Eeyore vibe.
Eeyore?
Yeah.
I like it.
And then it just makes me want to like find your tail, because I feel like that's what he was always doing.
He was always searching.
So the goal of this episode is to find Andy's tail.
To find my tail.
Which is a metaphor, as we'll obviously get to later. So Andy, all our time in the car, a lot's happened in the world.
Yes.
Well, first of all, one thing that happened was I experienced something last night with you.
Yes.
That I've never experienced before.
Yeah, I like that setup. The listeners are on the edge of their
seat. They're on the edge of their seat. So, like, what are one of the many human experiences
that two men
can share? I mean, there's a lot. I could have played Jenga for the first time. That would have been a hoot.
Have you never played Jenga?
No, I have played Jenga many times. But I'm thinking about my first time, Andy, and that would have been a fun experience to recreate. Like, when everything falls over and you're either super happy or super pissed.
Right.
The experience that I had was, there's a local watering hole / brasserie.
Brasserie.
Did I pronounce that right?
I have no idea.
Probably not.
I don't have no French.
It's a French word I read in the Bourdain book. And I believe it means a place that you cook at.
Yes.
Little place.
I think it means grill.
Grill?
Basically.
Little grill. I think the IE at the end means little. I'm not positive about that.
I think that's false, but let's continue as if it were true.
There's no way to tell. So this place called Picasso's Pub. I think it is a Picasso's Pub and Restaurant or something. It's in a old town of Warwick, Rhode Island.
Yes.
Appanagan,
I think.
It's closer to Hoxie.
Yes.
Hoxie Four Corners, an infamous place in this one small area of the tiniest state in that big old country.
In this great country of ours.
In this great land of ours. Great Christian nation. This place, Picasso's, is, you know, what the reason why I went there, and that I guess a lot of people go there, is they have, you know, the TV pass for, it seems like, football every week.
Yes.
That's one of their big things. But also, they get pay-per-view, I'm assuming everything.
Yes.
They get UFC and everything.
I don't know if they do that, actually. Well, I think they do, yes.
I mean, why would they not? You know, it just seems like their system. I'm getting there. Also, they get the WWE live events.
Right.
The bouts.
The bouts.
And so we went there because obviously, I mean, as I've said many times, it's like, I don't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But when you got friends that like it and, you know, they're like, I'm going to go see the bouts over at Picasso's and we can have a nice slice of pie and we can have some root beer colas, although no one had root beer.
Nobody had root beer.
They had that sweet, sweet Mountain Dew.
They had the dew was flowing that night.
Dew was flowing. And, you know, some of us. Me, I you know, I had to have a couple of brewskis. I feel dirty. What did I? Who am I? Brewskis?
You said brewskis.
Oh my god! Brewski for Yuski. Like I just keep now. I'm saying like, what am I? Like an 80s like sitcom dad? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
You're like the out of touch dad now.
I'm the out of touch dad now. Brewskis. Oh, that hurts. I don't know why I went there either.
Yeah.
Like it's not something I normally say
the first time I ever heard you say brewski. There's something about that microphone that makes weird things going on.
It does. It makes you wanna like be that guy. You wanna be the guy in your head that you think it is, and that's 80s dad.
That's
80s dad. He's also yeah. No, well either way, so brewskis aside. brewskis and dooskis.
Yes.
We missed that somehow. But all semantics and fun with words aside,
mm-hmm.
We went there for the bouts, and last night was TLC, which, as to my surprise, featured far less little people than I thought for a event named TLC.
Oh, I got
with
you.
Wrestlers.
I see what you did there.
Also because it's wrestling, and I know that they've been employing, like, besides TLC on television, they're like the biggest employee of midgets.
Of little people.
Of little people. So now we've lost any...
At least half the audience.
At least half.
You could not abide that word. Being thrown about so callously.
Which is funny, actually. It's funny when we talk about little people, because when I think of little people, I think of circus folk, obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
Carnies.
Those types of people.
Those people. I see what you're saying.
People that have no home. At least not one worth going back to, because they're always leaving it. And that live on the road, and they work for... the entertainment of others, but not in the way that, like, holds any social esteem.
I see.
Like, no, nobody's ever like, the carny life is a way for me, or like, I'm going to see those carnies. I guess people say I'm going to the carnival, but they're trying to forget about the carnies when they go to the carnival.
The carnies are not the draw. The draw.
But I think about that, and then I think about the movie Freaks. Have you ever seen that or heard about that?
No.
Actual circus freaks. And it was the plot. It's like it's supposed to be a horror movie, but I think it's because of only the circus freaks. A girl is going to marry the guy who's like either a little person or a midget. I forgot exactly what he was in there. But then she was going to like take his money, like after, you know, like kill him and like get his money. So they all turn on her and they chase her down.
Okay.
And last night during one of those matches where it was Big Show, Gold Dust. I forgot who else was that. Rey Mysterio Jr. Okay. Yeah. A bunch of those people, everyone that was celebrating at the end of that match are holding each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is like Freaks. It's just a bunch of weirdos. Like, I haven't seen a lot of Rey Mysterio Jr., to be honest. But here's what I have seen. I've seen him without his mask a couple times. And the guy is an ugly looking dude. He's just weird. And like, he was like super short next to like Big Show. And then Goldust is like painted like gold dust, and it's like weird. Like it was just like a really strange.
Without the context of like, you know, we've seen these guys wrestle before. We know that there's a storyline and everything. If you just put that image and showed it to like an alien from another planet, what the fuck would they be thinking?
They'd be thinking, okay, so this is some sort of like majestic drama, passion plays that you put on.
Okay.
And, I don't know. Then that's really what is, like, are we talking about that one image of them celebrating, or do they get to see
the
match?
Now that you pointed it out, there's the tiny guy, the huge guy.
They're celebrating in this
painted
thing.
Guy. It really is like a sideshow they just collected there, except then there's Cody Rhodes, who looks normal.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, he's like the hero out of the whole, like, when there's, like, the one hero that's, like, normal, like, yeah. Dorothy, we'll say, right. You know, just to bring up one, and then you got all the weird people around her that are, like, quirky and weird and missing things.
Like, the hero's normal looking, so, you know, it's okay to like them.
Yeah, exactly. So, Cody Rhodes, good guy, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know, because I don't know anything that's going on with him, or I don't know anything about his actual backstory. So
you're not an expert.
He could be, I'm not. For all I know, that guy is just blowing lines and just strangling women to the point where, like, they really think that that's it. Like, you know, like, they thought at first they were like, oh, this is kind of cool. Every now and then, like, when a guy chokes me, but then they get to a point where they're like, well, you know what? Nope, this is it. Dying in this bed tonight. This is bad. Cody Rhodes might be that guy. I'm saying he is.
That's what you're saying right here? Are you breaking a story?
Not officially, no. But
we got TMZ on the line.
Yeah, well, don't contact them just yet.
Okay.
I don't think I got my ducks in a row on this story here.
Money. I don't care.
But sources so far, sources pending.
So there's rumors. Unsubstantiated rumors.
I'm not saying, but there were rumors. There was rumors that he was into field hockey.
Oh my god, that was an awesome, awesome reference. I love it.
I had to go there.
Do you think there's any person listening who knows what the hell you were talking about?
I really hope so.
Just that one person is so happy right now.
Oh no, see, it's times like this that I go, well, what, like, thinking about me and my life, what is my audience like for this podcast?
Yes,
like,
that I've been doing? True.
Who is listening to this? Because that, to me, should be funny to the people that are my peers,
right?
Because they will listen, they would know where that's from.
Exactly.
Like you, Andy, you did well. Yes. I knew you would. That was a gamble.
That was good.
Anyway, Cody Rhodes, we don't know who he is.
All right, so we're off on a big tangent. Basically, you were going to describe the layout of this brew pub.
I can't. Well, now I'm caught up on Cody Rhodes, the murderer rapist.
So we're not done with Cody Rhodes.
No.
We haven't besmirched his name enough yet.
No.
Okay.
He also... I got nothing. I was going to make a reference to... I heard he pooped his pants once on a plane because he just didn't care.
Because he just
yeah, that's like the lowest of lows. But anyway, that's what this place is like. I don't know. Like,
that's what Picasso's
is like. There's something just there's like a we well we're gonna do this and. There's so much weirdness going on, but we just don't care.
Yeah.
Because that's just how we're doing it. Like, that's what works. Okay, so the way this place works is there's no smoking in Rhode Island in restaurants or bars or any of that. Or basically,
I dare say in the whole country. No, it's probably not true.
No, it's definitely not true. There's definitely places where it's still, and I hear about them and it blows my mind because I'm like, even when I was still smoking after they banned it, I was like, perfect law. It saves everyone who, like, people that, like, have respiratory problems. Like, why should they ever have to deal with that?
It's true.
Yeah, and you're a smoker. Go outside. That's your choice. Nobody's making you besides the nicotine that's coursing through your veins and television.
Other than the demons of addiction.
And the demons of addiction.
You know, it's true, though. In retrospect, it's ridiculous that you could ever smoke inside.
It is ridiculous. And don't get me wrong, I loved it when I was doing it.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. It's true.
And also, I never thought twice about it when I was a kid. I wasn't the kid that went like,
right.
You know, like maybe in the car with my parents to be like, why are you doing this to me? but other than that, like it never, you know, so this there's no smoking in Rhode Island, except somehow Picasso is able to have a bar that is technically connected to the other part of the restaurant bar. It all used to be one big room.
Yeah, it all used to be one big bar.
Yeah.
And then at some point they decided, well, let's cut this into a third and two thirds.
A third and two thirds. That's accurate.
And put a glass partition in there.
A glass partition, like a plexiglass partition. It wasn't real glass. It was definitely plexiglass or some sort of other plastic glass.
A see-through surface.
See-through surface, okay? So that's right there. Now, what they've created now is two rooms, one filled with smoke and also the pool table and the dartboard.
Yeah, so a brief word on the logistics of this. You're allowed to smoke inside if you're selling tobacco. You can get a special permit.
Really?
Yes.
That's how I do it? I was debating with someone earlier today.
Yeah, like I think it technically makes it a cigar bar.
Oh, my God. Technically?
So technically, these are two different establishments. And I forget the name of the other one, but it's kind of ridiculous.
Picasso's Poisonous Palace?
Purveyors of poison.
Purveyors of poison? Picasso's what? Is there like a Parliaments and Pizza? Ooh.
Parliaments and Pizza, yeah.
And Pilsner?
Parliaments, Pilsner.
What are they selling there? Either way.
Anyway.
This place that's the same, but a different establishment.
Yes.
They're like, so we're in the big one, the two-thirds.
The two-thirds is the restaurant.
That's the restaurant. And they gave us a table that was bordering on the wall.
Uh-huh.
The wall. I'm making quotes. Every time I say wall from here on in.
Imaginary quotes.
It's imaginary. It's an imaginary wall that's just a plexiglass divider between two rooms. And you can't hear anything that they're saying in the other room.
Right.
You
partly can't, because it's loud, but also because they're behind the barrier.
Yeah. And also, we have speakers right there. There's speakers blasting and everything like that. So what they've done, though, is they've treated on either side of this partition, they've treated that partition as it is, as if it's a wall.
Yes.
So on our side, our table was running perpendicular up to the wall.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of it was a little tiny TV that was up against the wall but facing us. On the other side, in the other room, on their side, they just had a shelf there that was next to the pool table.
Yeah, the place you put your beer.
A place you could put your beer. Or, in the unfortunate circumstance that we were forced to endure, where someone put down I'm pretty sure it was a barbecue chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
It looked pretty good. It looked like it had chicken, but I was able to watch that guy eat it as if no one was watching him. Like as if he forgot, because that's what they require you to do when they make this weird setup.
But it was so perfect too, because he was playing pool, so he'd walk away from the pool table to take a hurried bite. So he's like gobbling down this sandwich, cramming it into his mouth.
Yeah.
While looking us dead in the eyes, basically.
Well, no, that was the weird part. So you'd be looking, because it's amazing.
He's facing directly at us.
He's facing directly at us.
Inches from your face.
And you're, like, at some point, I just was, like, amazed at just this. Because this place just was, it's my first time there, and it's the weirdest thing. You've been there many times, so you've accepted this at this point.
I'm used to it. This is my reality.
Yeah, yeah. But for me, it was just, like, absurd. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe that this like that a whole two sides of this like this area was able to just go, okay, that's the wall, and we're gonna act as if we're not being watched by the other side.
That's where my reality ends, is at that barrier.
Yeah.
Everyone's decided to accept this fact.
Except I was watching the football game that I was playing to through there.
That's true.
And we're watching people. It's just bizarre. So we're watching this guy eat. And at one point, we locked eyes. And it just got weird. Because then he looked like when he's talking to us, he's like got a weird look where you're like, this guy is either, he's been here for a while and he's drunk. Or he's stoned, or he's perma-stoned, or there was something weird about his eyes that was like but he held up like a thumbs up to us.
He did, yeah.
And I didn't know if it was because thumbs up, you guys are watching a wrestling event, or a thumbs up because you saw me eat, or thumbs up, this is an awesome sandwich.
He was trying to convey some message to us.
And we'll never know.
We'll never know.
But I
should have pulled him aside. We should have had him on the podcast. The hell were we thinking?
We should have had him on. Yeah, we kind of gotten the other side of the story.
Yeah.
First of all, what were you? That's the other thing. So you're seeing food, and like normally in a place like that, the food. It's not like we're not talking like this top quality food here. It's not even top quality bar food. Although the pizza was all right, but the pizza fell apart on me. Weird.
Did it?
Yeah.
It's weird. I wouldn't call it bad because everything has a good. It tastes good. But it's not good for you in any sense.
And not at all.
It's not a balanced breakfast.
No, nothing's Nothing's yet. The only thing that they do actually good, like you bitch about, because you're like, I want a side, but they don't give you sides with their giant sandwiches.
Oh, that's true.
And that's actually a good thing, I guess.
Yeah. No, yeah. That is a good thing.
Because if they just gave me fries and I'd eat a 12-inch steak and cheese and then fries that I didn't need just because they're there. So I guess that's good. But like there was other weird things about it too. Like they on the menu as an appetizer was a shrimp cocktail.
Yes.
Which
you threatened to order.
I threatened to order it, even though it was a Sunday, and there's strict rules about ordering seafood on Sundays. Although, to be honest, this shit is coming in frozen in bags, I'm thinking.
Yes.
Completely. Like, it's just like they thought of.
They weren't fishing them from the river.
Well, they're not ordering, like, oh, we're going to get some fresh shrimp this like weekend. It's not like other pizza places that do like a big like fish and chip like business. Maybe they do that there. I don't know. But that shrimp, I don't want no part of that.
Didn't want.
But why do they have it? Like to see this place and see. So the other thing is, did you see the Picasso on the walls?
Yeah, they have prints of Picasso.
Prints of Picasso's on the walls all around. But also on the walls is like just your normal sports bar shit.
Yeah, it's a weird mix.
Because
as you said, they have TVs for every table, so you can watch whatever game you came there to watch on your personal TV.
They're all against the walls. I got to clarify. There's no Picasso prints hanging on the imaginary walls. Because if they did that, that would be awesome.
That would be pretty awesome.
Because that would make it like a wall.
Yeah. Why is it? I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know why they put a glass.
Bizarre. It was completely bizarre. I can't. But it is weird, though.
It is fun to watch the muted, you know, no sound at all, but you can watch all the people getting drunk at the bar and carousing.
Carousing. Yeah, that's exactly what was going on. And you're talking about Sunday night.
Sunday night carousing.
Sunday night a bar
special
crowd.
Kind of carousing, yeah.
Yeah. Like, these guys are really trying to stretch the weekend.
Yep.
It's just the weekend is I've got until Sunday at like I don't know when they're going home. I'm not following them around. I don't know what lives they live. But yeah, it's that weird vibe. It's just like the girls are not so cute on a Sunday night at all, especially the ones that are hanging out in the cigar bar. You know, their skin is wrinkly and leathery.
Is that a fact?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, one assumes.
Dangers of smoking.
That's true.
And I'm assuming they're just absolute. What were we talking about, though? We're talking about, like, because it looked like maybe they're, like, kind of, like, weird, oddly beefing or something. Or, like, we were talking about, like, what if, like.
Yeah, our friend Justin was saying the two guys were celebrating, so they kept hugging each other and kissing each other on the cheek. I missed most of this.
Yeah, but somehow it turned into them. It turned into a joke about if it was us and them. Like they're
the beefing that we were talking about. I see. I'm sorry. I did not get your segue.
Not hugging, beefing.
Yes. You were saying that the smokers, we clearly don't care about our own lives, which makes us the most dangerous wild card in a fight.
Yeah, we do not wanna deal with them. But luckily we had you. You're our big show.
I'm the big show?
Yeah. I'm the Rey Mysterio Jr. minus a bunch of pounds. And a mask, and I hope I'm more attractive than that guy. I really do. I'm not gonna,
You're not gonna toot your own horn.
I'm not gonna toot my own horn. I'm not gonna ask for them to
this
stroke my ego.
Is not,
there,
that's not what
you
this
know?
Is about. This
I'm
is
not a, seeking.
This isn't pumping your tires.
No,
that's not what this.
No,
is all
this
about.
Is not what it's all about at all. It's about having on record how much of an idiot I am.
I see.
And the dumb things that I say. And
it's
then
really more of a warning.
Yeah, it's a warning.
Don't be like me.
Don't be like me. Don't go to.
Don't let this happen to your kids.
You know, you don't want to. You don't want to do this. Now, Andy. Speaking of.
Speaking of.
Don't want him to do this. I don't know. There's no natural segue there.
I think you did quite well. I enjoyed that.
Have you seen this? Have you seen this, Andy?
Have you seen this?
Have you seen this in the news? Huh? You guys are watching this in the news. The Pope.
We're gonna miss Jay Leno when he's gone.
Yeah, I will. I'll miss him a lot because there's like no reference point after that, right. You know, because nobody's running fucking reruns of Jay Leno is for young people to see. That's gone. At least we saw Carson. I saw him in my lifetime. At least we can say that, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, that's already gone. And now, so the Jay Leno annoying personality is sadly gone. But the Pope. The Pope actually was in the news. He came out and he basically he just took a papal poo all over the very concept of trickle-down economics. Some would say capitalism or the entire spirit of capitalism, but at its taken to its essence, which is where we're trying to take it, like let it go and with the actual – the caution of capitalism and how it can lead to greed and avarice. Mm-hmm. And what he sees as economic inequality. Mm-hmm. So he came out and he said that. And obviously...
he said that was a quote?
He said...
that was the exact quote?
He said, yo, this shit's getting out of hand. And...
yeah, okay.
And rich people be like, I am the 99%.
But, like, why can't we all just, like, share the money?
Well, we can't share the money. The problem is there's no way to share the money because it's in the hands of a ton of people and it kind of has to let go. It's like they have all the money. Mm-hmm. And in order for anyone else to get money, they have to kind of let go of the money.
Get money? Like, I screwed it up.
It doesn't matter. Where were you going with it, though?
I was going with Junior Mafia, but I couldn't get the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, like, get money? Yeah, like that. Yeah, that's... Well,
I'm so disappointed in myself.
That's a zeitgeist, right? You'd say that is the zeitgeist in like a society that's all about getting paper.
Yeah, you got to get
stacking paper like Dunder Mifflin.
Yes, got to get stacks.
You got to get fat stacks of paper. That's so to do that. Like, it's like, well, rap is very similar. Rap is similar. You've got that going on in rap.
Similar to capitalism?
Yeah, rap is like the essence is capitalism. Yeah,
unfettered capitalism.
That's rap. That's what's celebrated in rap, at least. It's like,
that's consumerism.
Well, I'd say it's celebrated in rap because you're also celebrating getting money any way you can, which is unfettered capitalism. All right,
fair enough.
So you're selling drugs, and when you're selling drugs, you are selling the most amount of drugs, and you're knocking out the guy, you know, you're knocking your competition out, you're cornering the market. Mm-hmm. Pretty much all the principles of capitalism are just outlined in a rap album until they get to a point where it's like Jay-Z, and it's like, I'm talking about capitalism now, but I'm talking about being an agent. Uh-huh. and I'm talking about my popularity and shit.
And his brand.
And his brand, yeah. Like, before that, well, it's pretty much just like, you gotta get it any way you can, mm-hmm. which is how capitalism really taken at it till it's like the logical conclusion, not the conclusion, but the way it needs to go. If you are to be successful at capitalism, you need to have that zeitgeist. So the Pope coming out and saying this, it's pretty powerful. How do you feel about that? I mean, do you think the Pope's got any? You think he's got any a leg to stand on here? In an MTV world where I don't really know where I'm going. Like this is I preface with, did you see this? Which means I got nothing. Yeah. I'm hoping you've seen it and that we can get your opinion on it.
No, I've only just recently heard about this.
Okay.
And I heard about this in the context that he has now been called a Marxist by certain members
that
of
is true. That is true. I'm glad you heard that, actually. Yeah. The Pope's a commie now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy when you think about when we grew up in the 80s, hearing about how, you know, communism was like no church. Well, at least, you know,
well, that's totally
Russian communism.
No, all communism is about. Religion is the opiate of the masses is a direct quote from Karl Marx, I believe.
But what, did he say anything about spirituality?
No, he did not say I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual.
Then how can these asshole conservatives?
Well, it is interesting.
Well,
it's like calling Obama a socialist.
Half the people out there who are socialists, okay, would also say the words, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. A lot of them. It's either that or they are atheists. But I feel like all the ones that are religious and liberal aka socialists,
yeah,
would say that. So they're not really communists.
No,
they're just good people. They're Christians.
This is like calling healthcare reform socialism. It's a misunderstanding of the word.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, that's what it is.
Well, not a misunderstanding, I should say. They're using that word to
they're doing it
to get a reaction,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're doing it
regardless
because
of whether it's appropriate or not.
Well, because they know that it echoes. The whole Red Scare thing echoes with a lot of people because it's like the parents and then some people that grew up in areas where it still was fear all different outsiders.
Right.
You know, communism is continued. Such a bad thing.
And then Ivan Drago killed Apollo Creed,
yeah.
Which I'll never forget.
Yeah. Well, that's the other problem we have to deal with, too. We got to get over in the 80s. The Russian communists were still criminals, and now they're still make criminals out of communists.
Actually, yeah, now they're capitalist criminals. That's true.
They're usually like some sort of mercenaries and like outsourced, or they're terrorists,
yeah.
Or they're terrorists, which we all know what that means, obviously.
I think this thing with the Pope is interesting because it kind of gets at that. Oh, I lost my train of thought.
Well,
so close.
Well, do you think I mean, what do you think it says about someone like a Rush Limbaugh who came out and said like he's a Marxist? Like, do you think, where does that put Rush Limbaugh?
The point I bailed on is that, you know, conservatism in this country is supposedly a Christian movement.
Yeah.
But fuck the poor.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, Catholicism is traditionally probably the most liberal of all the Christian religions in the sense that we have to take care of the poor.
Which is funny because Jesus said take care of the poor.
Yes. So, well, that's what's always bothered me about conservatism in this country.
Well, when
I gotta stop saying in this country, but
yeah,
we talk about it being a Christian nation, but Christian principles such as tending to the poor, forgiving sinners, all that stuff, is completely thrown out the window.
Well, from what I can gather from my readings of conservative stuff from people I see on like the old social media things, what I can gather from that is their way of looking at it is you shouldn't compel me to give my money to help the things.
Yeah, I've seen that point too.
They're saying, let me donate, you know,
they're
give
They're saying that
tithe.
The government getting in the way
yeah.
and taking things away from me is not a Christian thing.
Yes, they're saying that. That shouldn't be. Now,
which I can't really argue with that.
Well, no, you can't argue with that. It's very true. Okay, my opinion, even if I was Christian, I wouldn't get mad. I'd be like, well, at least I am helping people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, and frankly, the government's going to give it to, they're going to help out more people than my church probably will.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I feel like we talk about abuse in the, you know, with the government stuff type programs, but they're like, I actually know, my dad has told me stories of people that he know, like they're like shitbag children,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are just like total drains on society. Like they really do abuse welfare, but they also, on top of abusing welfare, they abuse the church charities and the food banks too.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? They go to there and they get help from them when it comes to like heating and stuff. You know, like toys at Christmas. They're spending the money on drugs and then they're getting their toys at the charities at these Christians. So that's who's being helped. So what do you care? You know, like and the other thing is since we're talking about like the healthcare thing, their other point is, well, you shouldn't tell me I have to buy a healthcare tax. You know, I shouldn't be able to have to buy health insurance. And it's like, okay, fair enough too there. But as far as the donating or the helping the poor, now the other problem ends up being that they don't like is that by basically him coming out and saying it, it's getting in the rid of what they want to be doing, which is just making money. Like as much as they can. And when you start talking about income equality and talking about, he actually mentioned changing fundamentally changing the structures of society so that we don't have the things that lead to this
poverty,
income equality.
And homelessness just income inequality.
Income inequality, but also poverty and homelessness. Like
well,
said,
that's part of it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, for instance, we don't actually ever. Nobody ever start. We talk about, you know, I see a big time. Some conservatives go, well, we got to be careful when we're talking about equality because when we're talking about equality, we don't mean equality of outcome. That's what liberals think. We mean equality of opportunity. And it's like, well, you're also wrong because there's no equality of opportunity. I'm like, and you're not even trying to get equality of opportunity. Like,
excuse me.
You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're doing stuff like paying for school systems with income property taxes from that area, then you're never going to have equality of opportunity, because nobody's ever starting off on the same foot education wise. Nobody's can, you know, like, well, some things you can't change. Like, yeah. Your parents have money, you can borrow money off of them, you get nice stuff growing up, you can't change that.
You inherit money.
Yeah. That's, it's like, it sucks that some people really do just, like, who are assholes and don't work for anything, just kind of fall into it. But what sucks even more is when they fall into it and then, like, people that are actually, like, trying really good, you know, or, like, have, like, total talent, but they just come from shitbag parents, just can't even, like, get a proper education because it's, you know... Shit like that. I just don't get it. I don't get the mindset of those capitalists. Like, I get what the Pope's saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they always phrase it as, you know, the people taking advantage of the system.
Yeah.
I guess that's just what they picture.
So shouldn't we just, unfortunately, to clean out the system, spend more money to, like, figure out how to get rid of the waste or to actually, like, tighten it up? Like, it seems like you need a better system of keeping tabs on the people. It's almost like, hey, if you're going to give into our system, we're going to, like, watch you. We're going to watch what you're doing. If you want to take money from us...
People, like, are always going to abuse systems. I mean, it's the nature of humanity is to take advantage and
But you know, I can agree yours. With conservatives is that the abuse of the system has reached a point of, like, there's more people doing it.
Isn't that bad? I mean, I don't do research into this stuff. I don't know the numbers. Yeah, but is it so bad that, like, 50% of
money spent
is going to...
But that's what's... No, it's nowhere near that bad.
No. It's much, like, lower,
welfare,
right?
Is, like, 15%, 11%, 12 to 15% of... All right. It might even be a little bit higher, but it's nowhere near. When they say the stat was 47% get some sort of government assistance, okay? But that means a lot of things.
Well, that includes people who shouldn't be included, like children, people in the military, the elderly.
Exactly.
Those are not lazy people. Those are people who don't work for a reason.
Yes, exactly. Like, the people that I work with who are, like, you know, live in a group home because they need to live in a group home and they can't be chasing paper and going to college. They can't be going to college so they can get, you know, better living wages, you know,
So how do they get their semester abroad if they don't get to go to college?
It's really tough. It's really tough. I mean, you know, you really got to move the money around.
Yeah, I know.
Abuse the system, you know. No, they included that. So that's the shitty thing. It's like, so you're harping on this idea. And then they say it so many times that people that have no idea but just believe whatever they hear on TV, they go, oh, yeah, 47% of people are lazy. 47% of people don't deserve, you know, you're going to take my money, give it to some asshole who's got an iPhone and got this. It's like, well, you guys are also talking about a very specific type of abusers that don't give a fuck.
Which,
that is not the whole system.
Right.
You know, most of the people that are on it are not even, they don't have iPhones. They might have a flip phone, but guess what? Those are like $5.
They give that to you with the plan.
They give that to you with the plan, and they say, here, just in case you need to, someone is getting raped in your house, and you need to reach someone. That's what I assume that poor people use phones for, because they live in bad areas. It's not secure. I learned that from that video.
Which video?
The documentary.
Which documentary?
Well, no, it was a news program about that guy who he heard his sister yelling.
He jumped up. What is that guy's name?
And he scared him off.
Hide your children, hide your wife, hide your husbands. That guy?
I don't remember. Something Dobson?
Yes, okay. That's his name. Hide your children, hide your wives, hide your husbands.
That's how the song went.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like they're raping everybody.
They're raping everybody up in here.
Up in here.
That guy was awesome. Up in here.
I'm about to lose my shit up in here, up in here. Yeah. No, so I don't know where we're going with that. But there's not as much abuse. And I think that obviously the Pope sees it. And I think that the reason why – and that's when you start getting into this weird territory where, like, well, these people that are, like, trying to build a Christian society essentially, by they want to put the Ten Commandments everywhere. They want to have Christian prayers everywhere. They want it to be like their society. However, when it comes down to it, a Christian society would just help their people, and they don't want to do that. And even know that there's people that are abusing the system. I mean, even that, it's like, okay, I feel bad for that person. I actually, shouldn't you just feel like the people that are abusing the system, their lives are, if you're like that dishonest and mm-hmm. that's like your life,
mm-hmm.
then can you imagine all the shit that you have to deal with that's shitty? Because you got to figure everyone else around them must be dishonest.
Oh.
You know what I mean? They're not like, if you're refusing to work and then you want to,
that's their job, is taking advantage of other people. It's like being a con man, basically.
You're saying that there's been a, so what I'm gathering from you is that there's a long tradition in society of people that are shiftless.
I don't even know
if
it's society. No, people find a way to get by and they get, your natural skills is what I'm trying to say. People are good at manipulating people and systems and getting what they need.
That's a whole nother thing I've never thought of. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that, Andy.
That's how I think of it.
Well, I agree with the Pope. I think it's funny with everyone else. And I mean, because it really comes down to Christ. Like what Christ said in the life that he led. Like don't consider myself a Christian I wouldn't call myself a Christian in name ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even convinced like of all that other mumbo jumbo. However.
So you're going to hell is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm going to hell. Okay. I'm just like a common Jew.
Wow. Okay.
No, because the Jews don't believe in hell, but the Christians do. So the Christians got to believe the Jews are going to hell, right?
Oh, I got you.
Right? It's
yeah, I was a step behind on that one.
It's okay.
I got you.
It's okay.
All
right. So despite not believing all that stuff, I do believe that Christ is totally, like, that's what that guy said seems pretty legit. Like, just do that. Just do that and you're okay.
Everybody love each other.
There's no need to go pray. There's no need to go do all these other things, you know, like, as far as, like,
I think Jesus was big on prayer. I'm just going to point that out.
But to him?
Oh, okay, no.
No, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Okay, prayer can be a lot of things.
Okay, yeah.
Prayer can be a lot of things. It can be meditation. It could just be trying to be one and still and thinking about, like, you know, like, thinking about your life. Think about the things that you have that are, like, amazing. Like, there's ways, you know, all the things that we talk about with prayer. He was also a Jew that was devout. Like, he was a devout Hebrew person. Prayer would be really big to him because that's who he was speaking to, and that was the time he was talking into. However, I think when it really comes down to it, the way that religion has evolved, it's like rules, 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 love, because people needed rules because they were completely uncivilized.
Right.
Like, you needed to get control by saying God is going to kill you.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to hell. You need to do these things. You need to reflect on life. You need to be thankful for the thing. You like all the things that like a normal fully realized human being should be doing. Religion tells you to do, and that's the purpose of religion. However, it's also not needed because those things are kind of like, well, you can sometimes you just see those things.
You can find a way to live a good life without religion.
Yes.
Is the
yes.
the short version, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
But
religion exists because it's a way of passing on to further generations. Yes. This is a good way to live your life.
Yes.
This is what's going
to
get.
And it's a way to sum it up. It's a principle that gets summed up really well.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, the Judaic religions are also wrapped up in a lot of other stuff that it's kind of like, well, is that true or not? Like, is there a God? Is there
a guy on a cloud with a beard?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Do people rise on clouds and leave their whole bodies up to heaven? And like, are there chariots? Do angels appear? Oh.
Yes, next question.
Okay. All right. Well, do bushes catch on fire but not burn with a disembodied voice next to it?
No, that didn't happen.
Okay. Well,
it was actually a tree.
Okay, that's the other reason, historical inaccuracies. For instance, okay, we're about to celebrate a good man's life.
Speaking of Jesus,
okay, the man who gave us a lot, the man that we love, the man of the hour.
On balance, it was a good thing that he was born.
Yeah, 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 or I guess, I mean, it's a good it's a good thing that all the things that they wrote that guy said got written down. That's what I'm saying. I don't care if actual Jesus
lived
or died.
That's the best defense of Christianity.
Yeah, and no matter, because and I'm not talking about the all the shit that came after the Gospels. Yeah, I'm talking about specifically the Gospels. That's okay, it. Okay. Right. So I wonder if people on here are like, I did not see Josh getting on here.
We lost our last listener. Like,
I did not see Josh going on and on about the word of the Lord. This is quite the turn.
Next time on Bible Talk.
Next time. Okay, so fuck Jesus.
Yeah,
fuck okay? him. But the gospel rules.
Yep.
And I'm glad that happened. But don't fuck Jesus, really, because we still celebrate in a fun way, have a party to celebrate not just his word, you know, and the fact that this fictional character was born and then said a ton of things that are awesome ways to live and have changed my life, at least. we should celebrate his birth, but also celebrate the parts of humanity that we all should strive on that make a better people, which is giving, just, you know, like, and being selfless. And, you know, like, specifically, I'm talking about Christmas time.
Christmas.
That's what you get out of it, right? That it's important to go and it's important to give.
That's not what I get out of it.
How are you seeing it?
No, I mean, I like that. I wish that were true. I don't know.
Oh, wait. We talk about the same thing. Are you thinking about Xmas?
Oh, I'm thinking about Xmas.
Oh, Xmas is the worst.
Oh, okay.
Xmas is the worst.
You know what I wish we'd have?
The holidays. The holidays. That's what you're referring to. The holiday time. No, screw that. Christmas is awesome because you're celebrating Jesus and you get to give presents.
Oh, that's true.
The other way, you're just spending running around like a madman and fighting people and having to wait in traffic and like worrying about, did I get enough? Did I get everyone who's getting me? Oh, that guy got me something. I got to run out and get him something. What a fucking asshole. How dare he get me something?
Right.
Screw him. What was he thinking?
I hate that guy. I really do. What the hell?
What the...
I thought we were past that.
Yeah. No, like, surprise! I got you this. I'm not going to tell you how much I spent on it, so you don't know if you're trying to reciprocate at the last minute.
So we're competing, and I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah. What you- Fuck that guy. But that's capitalism, right? Where it's all about the... And it's also about what we will call capitalist Christianity. That's the capitalism we're... That's the Rush Limbaughs of the world who are defending capitalism now. It's like a capitalist Christianity where they're actually playing a game where they're trying to compete with each other. Who's more righteous? Who's better? Who's this? Who's that? They don't like things that happen in their lives. Like, you know, if any one of them, somebody in their life is just like a family member is just a screw up, like the worst. Like, he's a fucking boozer. Why do I say boozer? That's not the worst. That's like most of America. No, this guy.
Say he was addicted to pills.
This guy is shooting up crocodile. Have you heard of that shit? Have you read about that
shit?
Is
it pronounced crocodile or crocodile?
Crocodile? I don't know.
I thought it was crocodile. This is the Russian.
The Russian drug that will literally kill you. Yeah.
Makes your arm fall.
It literally rots you from the inside after you use it for the first time.
I gotta try that.
At least it's cheaper than heroin.
That's gotta be awesome, though.
Oh, my God. Okay, so say you have that. You've got that guy in your family, okay? Now, that's really sad. That's sad. That's, like, horrible, okay?
I'm kind of bummed out about it.
A capitalist Christian will look at their neighbor having that and go, oh, it's a shame about him, though. Like, how that somehow reflects on his family members having that person as their sibling. I feel like that's the vibe I get from super Christian people that are also super capitalist as well.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know if I get that vibe, but I've definitely seen almost literally things like, if you are poor because you're a drug addict, alcoholic, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then it's your own fault and you don't get any money.
Oh, they do think that. That's the thing. They do think that. Your family should help you, not me. That's your family's problem, not my problem. They think that stuff too. It's just crazy. It's crazy because it's no way. It's,
well, I don't know. I get where they're coming from. I don't agree with it.
But
there is a point of view in this world where if you have a mental problem, if you have an addiction problem, if you have whatever, it's a moral failing on your part and you don't deserve my help.
So sad. That's not the Christian American thing to do.
No, I don't think so either, but it's say what you will, but it's a valid ethos.
I guess. It's validity and works on to the surface. To paraphrase
The Big Lebowski.
You're still a jerk.
You're still a jerk.
But see, that's okay. But they ruined. That's how Christmas has been somehow ruined. It's been ruined by two things. People trying to keep up with each other and give presents to everyone. Consumerism of them just trying to push buy. So now you've got that going. So they're like, yeah, we really need to buy everything. And give it to find people to give it to and demand things. I want this. I want that. I want, you know, like you've got that. And then you've got on top of all of that, this wonderful holiday that had this great sentiment about this guy who is pretty good. You've got the people that are like super righteous about him trying to demand that the whole thing, which has now become completely secularized, there's no like you can't say it's not secular at this point. Like most of the image that are related to it now, some of the strongest ones are fucking snowmen, penguins wearing scarves, reindeer with noses that light up. Okay, boozing, drug snorting reindeer. And a guy in a red suit who also looks like he's been drinking all the time.
He does.
Because he lives at the North Pole, and what the hell are you going to do?
He's hangs got out rosy with fucking cheeks
cold,
a bowl full of jelly.
Cold, stylish penguins who he makes his acquaintances with. But that's the symbol of that holiday now. Yeah. And yet they're trying to be like, no, we must call it Christmas because it has Christ. Like, it's like, they're like, we know if we start calling it the holidays, then the whole thing, we lost the meaning. We got to call it that. It's just weird. It's a weird time.
It is.
Now, but do you have any chair? Now, as much as I look at that and I go, oh my God, this is blown up to a pussy mess. Like, it's just horrible. Like, that's what the holiday is. Like, every year, a part of me dreads it coming because I know that it's this onslaught of
commercialism.
Reading about those stories on Black Friday. Yeah, the war on Christmas. The fact that there's a day a year where, like, even if it's like I have to go to work because I do, you know, because I'm in a business that does, like, you know, like cops have to do too, that I can't go anywhere.
It doesn't just go away.
Yeah.
For a day, right?
Yeah. It's not like, okay.
Someone has to be doing that job.
I have to be doing that, but also I can't do something like I want to get, like, a coffee or something or, like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, we're doing something at the house and we, you know, like I'm at my job and we need to get something at the store real quick and not even Walmart's open.
Yeah.
Like that part sucks too. So it's like, oh, guys, go, oh, but Christmas. I don't know. So that all happens and it's like made me almost hate it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I am someone who grew up loving getting presents and seeing my family and having eggnog and eating ham and all those fun things. So is there anything that you think, like, what are your feelings on that holiday? Do you still have those nostalgic?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know if this makes me a pessimist or like a negative person, but I think of Christmas as kind of a stressful time.
It is.
In terms of getting people presents and the expectations involved, and you know, I feel like there's an expectation on me when I receive a present to receive it gratefully.
You gotta look good, man.
You gotta look impressed and happy. And it's like there's a whole lot of that wears on me a little bit. I mean, that said, I do the main thing I think of is, like, for example, my sisters are coming from the West Coast to visit my parents for Christmas, so it would be nice to see them. So that's a good part of it, the whole family thing, as you said. That's the part of Christmas I like, is getting everybody together and having a party, basically.
Well, that's...
Which is why Thanksgiving is the best holiday, because it's Christmas without the presents.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I love Thanksgiving more. That's why I'm actually more offended that that's been encroached upon by, like, the consumerism.
Yes.
I'm like, fucking Christmas, stay in your cube, man. Stay in your lane. First you start taking over essentially Halloween.
That's actually a good point. Is Christmas, that's like Christmas's biggest sin, is ruining the two best holidays, which are Halloween and Thanksgiving. As far as I'm concerned, those are the two best. I think we should get Halloween off. It's so
those are my favorite, you know, because you know, just of what they are, you know, like I love what
Halloween is the closest thing we have to like Saturnalia or something like that, where people just go fucking debauched, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
And then Thanksgiving is just there's no making any buts about the fact.
We are just going to eat till we're sick.
Yeah, that it's just about being a glutton in every sense of the word. Like, yeah. You're like, the harvest just happened. We have all this bounty that we're thankful for. We are.
Let's fucking celebrate it.
Let's celebrate the shit. Watch a bunch of people get concussions. And just be so happy about it. And just think about.
Let's watch some super athletic people use their one marketable skill and ruin the rest of their lives.
Hey, man, I don't know about you, but some of those guys are pretty, I don't know, they've got other talents.
That's true.
I've seen Dan Marino act.
Well, I don't know if that's the best example.
I've seen Webster's dad.
That's true, Alex Karras.
I loved him.
I hope that was his name, but I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm pretty sure it was. He just died because of the brain injuries. I know, it's sad.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. I sometimes think about all the people with the brain injuries at Christmas time.
Do you?
Yeah. Like, is this be the last one they remember, or did they lose any of their precious Christmas memories? Or what do you get someone who's thinks they have it all? I'm trivializing brain injuries at this point, so that's like an injury that like is a joke still. It's like, you got a concussion, huh?
Is it a joke? I don't think
it's not a joke. It's not a joke, Eddie. None of it's a joke. You can't joke about anything.
No, that's true. Some things have to be off limits.
They have to be off limits.
Like Christmas and conservatism.
Yeah. Now,
and Paul Walker's death. And which Paul I would like to apologize for our last.
I apologize to him. Hey, best thing that happened to me, okay? I'm looking through like hardcore records and punk records that came out this year.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And this one record that got pretty good reviews was by this band called Drug Church. Just already, you got a great name right there.
That's pretty good.
The name of the album called Paul Walker.
No way.
Yeah, and on the cover.
It came out this year?
It came out this year. And I'm like, I'm glad I found out about it after he died.
Yeah.
Because it made the title even
better.
That's
how he would have wanted it.
Although I'm sure then it would have just made me go, oh, Paul Walker died. That just makes that Drug Church album like even funnier. But I don't know. You could joke about many things. I don't know. Christmas, you could joke about it. You could talk pessimistically about it, I guess.
Well, I don't like talking pessimistically about it because I feel like that's well-worn territory. Everybody's had their take on Christmas
stuff. It's fun, too.
It is really fun,
It does have that nice message. You know, when you really get down to it.
It's important to concentrate on the good part of it,
Even though his birthday wasn't historically at that time
of year. It was probably in the summer or something. And he was black.
Now, what about people, though, that are, like, away from that? I feel bad, foremost, for people that, like, just can't get to their families. Like, I'm always worried about that happening to me, being in that. Like, I've had friends who are, like, you know, one reason I chose to go to college in Rhode Island is because at the time I knew my family didn't have a lot of money. So trying to get, like, flights back for holidays would be, like, a strain, you know? Yeah. Like, an added strain out of, like, all the other crap that, like, I was already straining.
In addition to the huge strain of going to college.
Which was pointless anyway because my dad couldn't throw any money in for it anyway. And, So I guess I should have just jumped on into Florida. Imagine that, Andy. Imagine if I moved
to Florida.
Yeah. What would I be like?
You'd be hooked on bath salts for a
while. I would be on bath salts completely.
Either that or Dexter would have
gotten. I would have had super long hair in college because I would have taken on this I'm in the land of like death metal from like the era that I was listening to death
metal.
That's
a good point.
Which was like, you know, like Deicide and Obituary and shit,
That's right.
Yeah. No, that's why
I was just talking about Obituary the other day.
I'm glad. Everybody should talk about it.
We should all bring up Obituary.
We should all play Obituary. They're very good. Slowly We Rot. Awesome. In Pieces. Awesome. Either way, so that's what I would have been like. Uh-huh. And I wouldn't have been able to get home. And I would have missed out on seeing my family, which is sad because one day I'll be gone and I'll have those Christmases
to remember.
One day
we'll all be dead.
Yeah. But one day, my family will be gone before me, hopefully.
God willing.
God willing.
If everything goes according to plan, they'll be
I'll see
long
their
before
deaths.
Me.
But they won't see me. Some people think the complete opposite of me, Andy. Some people think, oh man, I can never deal. But it's like, and I know, I'm like, I would be devastated, but I'd still be able to. Go on the internet and eat pizza.
So there's that.
There's that. And I'll always
console yourself with internet porn and greasy pizza.
Yeah. And
preferably not at the same time.
And I, yeah.
Well, I don't know what you're into.
You know, you need a little bit of WD-40 to get the whole operation going, you know? And I think pizza grease can really, I don't know, I've never tried, but.
Just throwing that out there. Teens of America, give that a shot. Call us back.
Yeah. I'm too old to be messing around with any foreign lubes that I haven't already put around that area.
Untested lube.
Yeah. Like, it's like, well, is this shampoo okay? What about this body wash? Yeah, it looks very perfumey. I don't know if I want to be getting that in there. It might cause a little bit of pain.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It does. This is my life. This is, but.
So yeah, some people are stuck.
They
overseas
are.
Or wherever.
Yeah.
Can't be with their families.
Yeah, I feel bad for them. I mean, like, you know, obviously, like, well, you got the troops, that happens to them, which I know that. I know that they're stuck there because A, it's obvious, like, logistically, I'm like, well, they're not coming home. But also you've got like the, you know, Johnny Bob Hope specials
where it's
USO stuff. Which is very important, obviously. Those are really funny too. Those are like the best audiences for a guy like Bob Hope.
That's true.
They were genuinely, that's the thing. It's like, that's when you start realizing like how difficult that must be,
mm-hmm.
is because like they were genuinely happy to see Bob Hope, or yeah. like they could see like any entertainer and they're like excited to see it. Like fucking Nickelback. Well, a lot of people like Nickelback. I have to remember that. You know, there's certain populations that like Nickelback more, and that's like the South. And I feel like the South is making a lot of our troops nowadays because they are way more American than any of us in the North, unfortunately. I feel shitty like that. Us Northerners, we're like...
Not holding up our end?
Yeah. There are a lot that go from the North and the Midwest. The Midwest has got to have a lot of people joining the military, but I feel like the Northeast, like you hate to say it, but those bastions of liberal thought areas are like, oh, because we're stupid pacifists.
Yeah, pacifist. That's why I didn't join the army.
Yeah, that's. I almost did.
Did you?
A lot of people don't realize that. I never knew that. I went to a lot of the things for like the service academies
uh-huh.
to do that in high school because like I said, I was poor. So it was like, well, you know, like a lot of poor kids, how can I get out of it? The military.
Yep.
You know, like that's what happens now. But also I went to a pretty good college preparatory school. Mm-hmm. So the path and, you know, I will toot my own horn here. I was a pretty good student and like I had that going. I mean, obviously I'm on the small side and it would have required a lot of weight gainer back and then to try to actually build some
would
sort
it really?
Of...
Really? I didn't know that.
I would have needed that.
Yeah.
I was very small. But I also probably wouldn't have started smoking, so that probably wouldn't have stunted my growth.
True.
Again. And all that, I would have spent a lot of time outdoors instead of playing video games and, and experimenting with various lubes.
Someday that research will be published.
I will. I'm still tweaking the wording. You want to be taken seriously when you've done that amount of research. Yes. Yeah. We're doing that. We gotta go through the proper channels. That's what I've learned from my years in academia.
It's true.
Almost did that, and I've known people like that have done it, and it's just like insane. It's just insane what they go through, especially because our generation would have been the ones leading the charge into Afghanistan and Iraq, and that's the fucked up thing to think about. It's like, had I joined, well, my life would have been completely different, and like I would have been a very, very different person than I am now.
That's true.
Yeah, a lot
in
more
some
serious.
Ways better, probably.
Oh,
not that I'm saying you're a bad person.
No. There would be a lot of ways better.
Yeah,
a lot of ways better.
Veterans who really look at that as a positive thing.
Yeah, the job training, just the discipline.
Yeah,
completely. It's fun to think about because it's at this point it's been like 15 years since we graduated high school.
Ugh.
So it's like in that 15 year time, I think about the two ways. Like,
it's literally 15 years.
Literally 15 years. So you're like. You start when you say something like that. It's like, wow, where am I now, and where would I be? But I could have been dead.
That's true.
I could have been mentally just not
that happens.
The same person I am now. Like, and
you could
also
be disabled.
I could be disabled. Yeah, there would have been a lot of things. I could like Nickelback.
You could like Nickelback. Worst of all.
Worst of all. I would have heard Nickelback in like 99 or 2000 and been like, or 2001, whenever that, 2000 I want to say was, I that's how you remind me came out. And I would have been like, shit dog, this is Roadrunner's best act since all the old Roadrunner. Because I listened to a lot of Roadrunner too. Like I would have just fallen into it and been like,
oh my God.
I would have just fallen into the trap that Nickelback. And I would have been going, I would have been super happy. I would have been that uh-huh. clapping soldier seeing Nickelback. But, all right, so, that's the weird thing. I feel bad for the troops at this time. And also, at the same time, I, like, applaud them in that sacrifice that they're making.
Yeah.
Because to, like, say I'm not going to see my family, and I'm going to have to do this thing that is just really nobody else wants to do.
Right.
But that's the other weird thing is they want to do it. That's a hardcore person to be like, I want to go through towns in Iraq into buildings. And I've seen the movies. Obviously, I have firsthand knowledge, yes. Right? Listen to me. Like I've seen The Hurt Locker, so
I'm pretty sure I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So,
that's what makes this tough, right? I mean, for one thing, no, you never shit on the troops because that's just wrong.
No, you don't shit on the troops.
And also, we all totally appreciate the sacrifices they make.
Yeah.
But it's also tough because then...
Here's my... Like,
okay, go ahead.
Here's my... No, what were you going
to
say?
No, I think you were about to say what I'm going to say.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No, I forgot what I was going to say.
I was going to say, because the hard part for me is that the troops are people too. As weird as that sounds, okay?
Right.
Which means,
okay, yeah,
for all these noble people that are out there doing this amazing things that are far harder choices than I could ever, harder choices than I'd ever have to make,
yes.
Dealing with shit that like might make my brain explode, like like guys firing at me. If I lift my head up, I'm dead.
Yes.
If I walk over there, or if we're driving down the road,
you could be blown up when you least expect it.
Or as we were talking about, if I had gone into a service academy, like, well, I got to lead these men into this now. So any of them die, and that's
and
like...
And you have to deal with that.
I had to deal with that. Like, I read, there's someone that went to school with us 2 years older than us. I was on my wrestling team, Craig Mullaney. He wrote a book called The Unforgiving Minute. Amazing book.
Oh my God.
Amazing book, okay?
I've seen him in interviews, and I just now I'm making that connection.
He was on The Daily Show. And,
exactly.
Yeah. So I
never made that connection. That's
crazy. I was flipping through a channel the day he was on, didn't even know he was going to be on, just went, holy shit, that's Craig Mullaney on my television, and just went like, what is going on? And then I read about his book, and I was like, I got to read it. It's crazy because it's like at the beginning, it's like I'm there because I knew him his senior year, and he's talking about that. He's talking about his family, which I used to talk to his sister on the telephone, Andy, in a way trying to court her.
Really?
She had the badonkadonk and the front badonkadonk. So
that's the least attractive way you can describe it.
I know, right? I just made boobs sound horrible. Yeah.
I don't want to see them anywhere.
No.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, just hide those things. Hide those things.
The front badonkadonk.
And all your face except for your eyes. I can't take it. It's just too much.
So what we're saying is thank you for your service, Craig.
Thank you for your service. But it's his book put it in perspective, because he went to West Point, and it just what he had to do with being the guy coming out of school in 2001. In 2001.
Yeah.
You know, us, it would have been 2002.
Right.
I mean, like, it just would have been bonkers. I would not have even been able to think about it. I would have lost it at some point. So those guys are
they're heroes.
They are heroes, okay?
That's true.
But that being said,
yes.
The segue, the troops are people.
Right.
And so for every Craig Mullaney, who's like this awesome guy who comes out there and is now also working on, comes out of, there's also like, I see other troops that are weird, like out there that you're like, well, I don't understand what's going on there. Like, for instance, me, this is just me. I was the type of person where if they were giving out bumper stickers that were like, my kid's an honor roll student, I would just not want my parents
to put that on
there. Mm-hmm. Because it'd be like, forget that. I'm just a person. And the things that I do that are awesome are, they matter to us, and they matter. The deeds are there. We don't need to show the deeds off. So that, but then I start seeing, those weird things like army son or stuff like that. Like when
army
you got
dad,
the army dad, and I'm like,
yeah, I've seen
that. Then I start going, I don't get that. Like, you're proud of your son, but isn't it saying my son is
better than your son?
My son's awesome is what they're saying, which is true. But at the same time, it's like having that thing like that saying my, but we then see stickers that make fun of the honor roll stickers, but right. You would never
my
see that. Like my kid
right.
could do this that your army kid couldn't, because that would be in poor taste.
My
because
kid's
you can't
in your honor suit.
Yeah.
I have not seen that one, but I want to print it. Huh?
But those are the ones. Yeah, my dog could beat up your honor. You know, I've seen like stupid ones like that too. Like,
but
the
no one's
going to
make fun of the army dad.
Yeah, no one's going to do that. Why? It's because the troops are like off limits. You can't say anything about the troops.
That's what I was going to say before, and I backed off it.
You can't say anything. Like,
because it's not like I have anything I want to say, but then just occurred to me that, you know, the army does have a problem with rape. Not that our society doesn't, you know, it's a cultural
society
problem.
Does, yeah.
But like, what do you do with that? Like, yes, they're all heroes. They made a sacrifice. The thing they did is super noble.
Then you have to think about that. There's this, so many of these troops, a certain percentage are rapists.
Well, yeah, it's
heroes.
I forget the name of this rule.
Can be
but,
rapists.
You know, any subset of people, a subset of them is shitty.
It's true.
Just the way it is.
It's true. And that's the thing. That's when I start going like, yeah, it's difficult. And it's like the Christian thing too. It's like, well, you've got these people that are like Christian, and like they're like, yes, they've said, but then they're also ones that are horrible people.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't do anything. You can't, like, when you encounter someone who is in that position, it's almost they're in this position and they're like, it's like they're like, you just can't do anything about, you can't say anything about a person who is cloaked in that.
Yes, that's what it is.
They're immune.
They have an immunity cloak.
Yeah. Well, see, but that's what's funny. Okay, but those people, there's also people too who like anything you say about the army. Anything at all, they just immediately, like, it's like oh no, it's like people that don't like that we hear that here to flip it completely. It's like people who hear rape jokes but don't get where the funny is in the rape joke. Like, some rape jokes are funny in the situation that you're talking about.
So, like, you're saying the people who say you can't ever make a joke with the word rape in it,
yeah, are the same as who get offended,
as opposed
by
to the people who say you need to be able to joke about anything.
I think it's, you need to be able to joke about anything, but that there's people, the army is like, the people with the army are basically like, you can't.
There are some people who say
you can't
say anything bad about
the army.
Servicemen.
Yeah.
Or
they fall into the category of things.
Or our nation's military.
Or your nation's military.
Because of the sacrifice that they made and their protection.
So you can't make fun of either. You can't actually make fun of the system, the entire thing, and you can't make fun of individuals.
The military industrial complex?
The military industrial complex, that thing. So that you can't talk about the industrialists either. They are not
Why
not on
we
the
talk
table.
About them?
Well, you can't. They're part of the complex, man.
That's why it's a complex.
Yeah, that's why it's a complex. It's complicated. it's very complicated how it works. Me and you are not to know it.
All right.
It doesn't matter how many times we see movies. What are some movies about million industrial complex that you can think of?
I can't, actually.
Like the actual inner workings of.
Nope.
No. Iron Man. Is
yes.
that the closest one?
That's the closest.
All right. Well, see, Andy, this is where it comes in, because I've had this long history where I'm also anti-war.
You have a long history of bashing the U.S. military.
Bashing the U.S. military. Okay, I've done it many times. Okay?
You're on record.
I'm on record. Okay. However, there are times, and you could go after me for that, because if you want to like say something about that, be like, well, yeah, I said that, you know, that if you think that's wrong, I'm sorry, I guess, you know, like I'm probably doing it anyway, but it's just because I'm a joker. I'm a joker. Things are, everything's funny to me.
You're a toker.
Yeah. It's apparently so.
All right. Sorry. I didn't even get the quote right.
Yeah, I
totally derailed it.
No, you did. No. No, I am. I'm a midnight toker.
It's. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm
yeah,
a midnight
I'm
toker.
No longer a smoker. We got to set two for one, two for three ain't bad. But so You can imagine my surprise when.
No, I cannot, but.
You can't.
Yes, I will imagine it. I'm sorry.
When I make like what yes I think and. Is a yes funny and. Joke. Sorry. Yes and, yes and. Randy, you're going to expose right. the secrets.
No, I know. It's a real backstage pass.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, sorry.
So. My surprise was when I made a totally offhanded joke that wasn't really bashing the military. That was I'll give you the setup.
Yeah, okay? Give me context because I did not know what you're talking.
We got a friend. Me and you have a friend.
A mutual friend.
A mutual friend.
The listeners to the podcast have any idea? Who
and some of them might. His name's Scott Crisciolo.
Scott Crisciolo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So
he that sounds like a made up name.
I know. It's weird. I that's the first one that I come up with every single time. It just blurts out. It's like Scott Crisciolo. I don't know, officer. That's my name. It's got me a lot out of a lot of jams.
Excuse me. All right. Yes.
So he on the old you know he
the interwebs
he, the interwebs he makes the claim that Scott would do and that was He made the claim about America's game being Army and Navy football game that mm-hmm. happened this past weekend. And, you know,
Seems innocuous.
Yeah, I see the inherent value of the joke is that there's a couple here.
You see an opportunity to make a joke.
I always see an opportunity to make a comment.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I think to myself, well, first of all, Scott, okay, first of all, it's America's game because we're all paying for it because it's too... military academies, which we are paying
service academies,
the service academies, we are paying for those things completely out of that's where the money comes from for those things.
From the taxpayers.
Both sure. This football game, this whole event that is happening, I don't know, maybe some donors give money to these to help move these, but I gotta say that most of it's gotta be paid for by us, okay?
Well, I'm guessing it's from, well, no, I don't know.
Yeah, the athletic programs, the all of it, the band, the uniforms, everything, the Gatorade that they're getting, all of it's paid for by us. So I say America's game because it's paid for by us, which to me is hilarious because of that. And also, as a, I don't know if Scott got it or not, because sometimes I wonder. But Scott is known to be a very conservative, and we're probably very opposite on the spectrum of like what we believe. Even though he belongs to the most liberal sect of Christianity, being Catholicism, your pope, not mine. So it's funny to me because he obviously doesn't want to pay for the capitalist, like the welfare type of things. Yes. And I always see him liking things and sharing things of that way. And yet he's celebrating spending all this money on a football game that, to be honest, we don't really need to be teaching our future officers to. I mean, it teaches them to work like a team, but shouldn't they be more focused on stuff to work like a team?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the military has a better sense of camaraderie than football teams.
Yes. So they don't need
that's
a
my bold
so they don't
take
need the
this.
Football team aspect. Yes. Like they don't that aspect isn't needed. It's just there so that they can play football in college. That's
well, it's
it.
A nice thing for these guys.
It so. Is. However,
so why do you gotta be such a
when
jerk
you see
people
because when you see people all the time being like we can't spend money on this and we can't spend money on this and we can't spend money on the arts and you can't spend money on this, you kind of go,
well, in this economy you can't be throwing those dollars around.
No, you can't. Well, no, there's a deficit. There's a deficit that Barack yeah. Obama just fucking poofed out of his butt, you know? Just
I know. Look, I've
read, in a cloud of black smoke.
There was a stench of sulfur. And suddenly there was a national deficit.
Yeah.
So anyway, you were trying to point out the
yeah,
hypocrisy
so
of
to
a
me,
conservative
that was,
person.
I don't know if Scott got it. I hope he did. But to me... That's it. My other
the joke
reason
was its
for
own
making
rope. That. Oh, no, you had another reason.
No, every time I make a joke, it's for two reasons. I uh-huh. want to make other people laugh, but also I want to make me laugh. So a lot of times I'll make jokes, even thinking no one will get it. But to me, or like one person who's like close to me, who yeah. knows the way I think, it's like that's the funniest joke in the world. When you're just sitting there and like you want to laugh with that other person, and like to me, I see that with Scott, and I'm just like. I gotta take this opportunity. So I do that, and I thought it was funny. Justin Rosero liked it almost immediately, and that also brightened my day, you know?
That will brighten
my day. I went, this is great.
He doesn't toss those likes around.
No, he doesn't. No, no, it's not.
It's a hard-earned like right
yeah.
there.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, I get my fair share, but that's me, you know? Uh-huh. So
you're richer.
This is where I was surprised.
Okay.
I then received... a message on Facebook from someone.
Okay.
Who I as a
and
quick
Facebook is
Facebook. Okay. There's this guy.
No.
Okay.
Just go on to the message.
Okay. Well, no. What I think would be fun, Andy, is if we both read a part of the message.
Oh yeah.
I think we could.
Do a table read on this?
I want to do a table
dramatic
read.
A dramatic reading of
Facebook.
But they already did this. James Earl Jones and.
Yeah, I know. And in the spirit of the holidays, and also. Piracy.
Okay, fair enough.
We'll call it parody.
Yes.
No.
Fair use.
I just think it'd be better to do this rather than to me reading off. Because I want to read the whole thing because I found it to be, like, I was just surprised at how it got there. Now, do you want to be me? Because the final brutal line, that's me.
That's really up to you. I feel like you should be you unless you think it's funnier if I'm you.
I think you should be me.
Okay.
I think you should.
Fair call. Fair
if you have any, if you
it's,
have any,
it's not called Mailman and Richer.
No, right now this is two guys
having a conversation.
So this is the message I got coming in after making this seemingly innocent. What do you mean by quote because we are paying for it end quote? I bet you don't answer either. ...
Wow. Super welcoming way to get an answer. Haha. Because we pay for the service academies and therefore their athletic programs.
But don't you think that these kids deserve a bit more respect that? Oh, I think you meant than that. I mean, I'm feel free to correct any of my stop.
Yes.
Feel free to correct any of my typos and I'll do the same to him. I'm going to try not to purposely make him sound like dimwitted or anything like that. But don't you think these kids deserve a bit more respect than that? You may come out of pocket, but these kids are paying the ultimate price for our freedoms. I don't know what he meant by that. So these kids are paying the ultimate price for our freedoms, right? Okay. Yes, I should keep my opinion to myself too. I got it. I occupy a glass house, but I know a bunch of friends who paid the price. ...
I think you are reading way more into that. I'm sorry. All right. I think you are reading way more into it than what was intended. And I'm sorry you have known people who have paid that price. And they all are paying the ultimate price? Every person in service academy athletic uniforms? That seems hyperbolic. It's a risk and a personal potential cost. But it's not every single person attending one of those schools.
Every cadet, capital cadet, that attends West Point has a 5-year commitment to serve as an officer in the U.S. Army. Everyone.
I am aware. And they also paid... forgive my cough break there.
It's okay.
And they also had their education paid for in full, as well as room and board. And they are paid after while serving that 5-year commitment. Everyone. Not saying it isn't noble, but isn't like they're doing it for free. And they are aware of all of that when they make their choice.
No, Mr. Richer, you are wrong. These men and women sacrifice a whole lot more than you know. Have you known anyone who has successfully graduated from the U.S. Military Academy? Sorry, moving. I'm truly sorry for jumping on you. Just a bit defensive against people making jokes at soldiers' expense. Have a good day, sir.
I have, and I stand by what I said. It was chosen and they were properly compensated. And it was a joke because Scott is a conservative who is all about cutting spending, not specifically about soldiers. I think you meant at the expense of soldiers.
Yeah. No.
And?
Your podcast or mine? We can let the people decide.
I'll joke about whatever I want. Neither, because I don't care enough. It was a joke that wasn't insulting the military. You became overly sensitive.
I like you reading it. Because
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, because it's not how I intended.
I know.
I intended to be so much smoother, but you're taking it how he probably received
it. Exactly, that's where I'm going.
All right. Guilty as charged. I admitted that, because you made a joke at soldiers' expense. All right, well, go enjoy the joint, winner. Have a good day.
It wasn't at the soldiers' expense, as I explained, but I also explained I can joke about whatever I want, because I have that freedom, thanks to a bunch of dead soldiers. Take care, asshole.
Have a nice day, too. Have a nice day, sir. All right, Andy.
Yes.
Obviously, at the end,
yes.
I became a horrible person.
Yeah, you went a little overboard.
I went a little overboard. But do you think that I was pushed over the edge?
Yeah, I think you both got weirdly personal there, which is how did that happen? It's internet debate in the 21st century. That's just the way it is.
But how did I end up? How did I end up in this like position where like I'm having to defend saying what is a certainty, which is that we do pay for the entire service academies. And that it's a football. What it really comes down to is what matters to you. Football matters to every taxpayer in America. A football game between two of the service academies matters.
I do think it's odd that somehow you made a comment about paying for a football game, and that was interpreted as disrespecting
the soldiers. Service. Like I was disrespecting individual soldiers who pay the dead soldiers.
If anything, you were disrespecting Scott.
I was disrespecting Scott. I was being an asshole in his thread. But this was what.
You know, as we were saying before, no one wants to criticize the military. So when someone accuses you of doing that, you take it personally, and then you came back strong. Which I understand. I do that. I've done that in my past.
I felt like I needed to explain myself and also be like, I'm not
sorry. This guy is saying you're an asshole, basically. You're not even an asshole. You're just a bad person.
He's saying I'm a bad person for making the original joke about Scott. Right. How? I mean, I know I'm an asshole. Yes. I know that, like, obviously, I ended, to be honest, I had that dead soldier seat up after the end.
Oh, did you?
But I said, I walked around for like 2 minutes, and I went, no, Josh. Yes. Nope, you can't do this, Josh.
I had that one.
You can't go there. No.
That's a bad scene. But then
when he got to that, okay, but then when he basically, A, was saying, I'm done telling you I hate you now. Mm-hmm. Good day. The first time, mm-hmm. I was like, what, you just messaged me out of nowhere.
Right.
You could have did it in front of everyone, and then they would have, at least everybody else would have seen you being, they all see it now.
Or they hear it.
Yeah, they hear it. They don't know what it's about because they shouldn't. You know, like, that's not cool to, like, you know,
blowing up spots.
Yeah, you know, blowing up spots ain't where it's at, man.
That's not what Richard the Man is about.
This ain't a battle rap. This ain't me calling you out and saying. Because, frankly, if I was ever battle rapping someone, this is my legitimate thing. I would never listen to theirs. I would just do mine, and then someone would probably tell me, like, "Oh, this guy said this," and I'd be like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna say this about him now."
How are you supposed to respond to his particular points and whatnot?
Oh, it's not about responding to the points. It's about telling them how much they suck.
No, I understand that. But I mean, if the raps aren't referencing each other, then how is it a real feud?
Then it's not a real feud. It's either that or you let it go. It's either that or you let it go completely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But let's put it this way. I'd either never do it or I'd do one and then never respond to the rebuttal. You know what I mean? I would never get caught in like an elaborate battle rap.
I see.
Yeah. This whole thing was weird. It was bizarre. And it made me go like, well, that sucks because it's like you can't make fun of the system as itself.
Uh-huh.
And now, am I an asshole for pointing out that this guy did I make fun of individual soldiers? Can you do that?
Can you do that?
Did I do that? Say this was a member of the military. Am I an asshole for calling him an asshole because he's defending the military against a non-offense to the military?
I'm so sorry about that cough, guys.
Hey, it's the holidays, Andy.
So you're saying, are you allowed to call a soldier an asshole?
Yeah.
Does the fact that a man is a soldier prevent you from calling him an asshole?
And if he takes a shot at you, which he clearly took the shot first before anything, like before anybody actually got douchey mean. Like, I didn't get douchey mean. I just went, you're telling me that I can't say something about the service academies or like the idea that, you know, who are you? You know, but He went there and got like personal weird. Obviously, enjoy the joint winner. Joke's on him. I don't smoke paper. That's just stupid. Crazy? I quit smoking cigarettes. Why am I going to smoke joints? Like, that's just dumb. Clearly the guy. See, that's the thing. People are so stupid when it's not their pool of knowledge that they're talking about.
Oh, that's never a good idea to go outside your pool of knowledge to try and
to make fun of someone because you just sound stupid. Like, I didn't go like, hey, enjoy your rations.
rations. That's good.
I hope you're having your army beans.
Enjoy that.
I assume that's what we call beans in a can. I don't know. I don't even know. See, that's the thing. If I was to do that, but no, I went the other route. I said, but no, but my point at the end too was this, okay? Like, I can do whatever. I can joke about whatever we mm-hmm. want because there's humor in everything.
But by the same token, he has the right to respond to whatever the hell you say.
Yeah, but then not go, I'm done with you, bye. That was the part that got me.
I know. No, I agree. It was douchey.
You're right. He has the freedom, and so just fought for his freedom to
respond to your...
To respond to my joke.
Yes.
But who does that? Who responds to jokes? It's not like I just came out and was like, fuck the army!
No, that's true.
I didn't say that.
It's probably a sensitive topic. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, I guess too.
You know?
What do I get overly sensitive about? People insulting me?
Apparently
yes. So.
People talking about your medicinal purpose, your medicinal habits.
No. See, that's the thing, Andy. That's the thing. It wasn't the fact that it was like, yeah, I smoke pot. Who cares? Uh-huh. It was like that. I'm open with that.
Right.
It was the fact that he was using it as an insult. Yes. It was like, what? Like, no, right. You can't insult someone about something that they like knowingly and are okay with the fact that they do. I've said it. You know, like, I've said it several times on a podcast.
I think I know what you're getting at, and I'm hoping I can phrase it.
We're all ears.
Yes, I know. Like, this is part of who you are, this medicinal thing, and he's just picking it out as if.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then, like, throwing it at you as though it were something to be ashamed of.
Yep, that's a thing. Like, I didn't say these army soldiers, these soldier student athletes need to be ashamed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There's not, in no way did I ever say that any, like, there, that's the, yeah, exactly. So it's like you threw the first thing and that led me into insulting dead soldiers.
All right.
I didn't insult dead soldiers. I praised them for their freedom giving life leaving.
So just to play devil's advocate for a second, because I can't help myself, I always do.
You have to, because you're
as you pointed out,
stink of sulfur.
Yes. when I was reading your words, I got kind of snarky and misconstrued.
Because I am snarky.
Not misconstrued. I misrepresented the tone you intended.
Yeah.
And my guess is he read your original comment
because that's
in that tone.
Yeah.
Because that's what people do.
It was snarky.
No, but he read it in a different way.
Yeah.
As if you were saying, this should not exist.
He clearly read, but which is weird, because it's not like a, a part of me is like, who cares about college football to begin with?
Yes.
Like, that, you know, that's right. Like, wow, but, you know, some people do. Scott does, obviously. However, when you start linking it to America and, like, throwing a flag on it, that's when it gets like, well, all right now, come on.
Yes, you're, then you're getting into the territory like, what, can we make fun of nothing then?
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, you can keep extending that flag and cover everything.
For God and country, Notre Dame is playing today. Like, that's how I feel every time Notre Dame plays and people go crazy. I'm like, all right, guys, so what we got is that we got this.
A team that used to be good in the 40s.
But now everybody likes them because they're Catholic.
Right.
Like, but can I make fun of that? Can I? No, I can't. Okay, they're also like.
Well, you can't make fun of religion.
You also can't make fun of the Irish. Fact. No,
that would be racist.
Yes. Can't make fun of racism. All right. Well, Andy, we've covered a lot today, and I, you know, we've given.
Some would say we've covered too much.
Yeah, we're good. I really didn't queue up a rap song because what I've been doing a lot of the times is I've just to. To let everybody know about the nuts and bolts of how these things work.
A day in the life.
We just basically do this, and then the rest of it, there's no, we don't have like a booth here with the guy going, okay, cut to the intro song. Fade out and Josh. Hello, hello. We don't have that, okay?
And well, one thing they may not know is that we record these separately.
Like my voice and your voice?
Yeah, like we're not in the same room. We have no idea what the other person's saying.
Well, I
lost this bit.
I assumed that was how the industry works. Like it was like a pen pal. It was like the postal service, right?
Like the postal service.
I record my
That's
parts.
Your second obscure music reference so far.
The postal service made music. See, that would be, I ruined that. I was
plus
trying
that,
to be like if
that's
I got
a
head. And that's, hey folks, there you go. Two mailman jokes in one. But now what I'm saying is I don't really have, I can't queue anything up. But so, I mean, maybe.
So you have nothing to talk about
now
for this song that's about to play. We don't know what it is. But
so you go out on a high note.
They're hearing it right now.
Yeah. So guys, this might be a shitty rap song. I don't know. It depends on whatever the whim was in post. if you want to yell at us about anything that we talked about, like, I don't know,
call us communists,
Christianity, communism, the military,
irreverent,
Christmas. People are going to think that I go out of the way to be insulting, but it's like, not really. It's just like, those are the things that I think about on a daily basis. Like, I actually think about, like,
I think these are interesting things to think about.
Yeah, I know, but it's like almost sound like, I feel like on paper, you'd be like, well, he's just trying to get a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like the Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. But if you feel like yelling, at us, or just saying, hey, I agree with you, or you just want to say insane babble at either one of us. I mean, I'm assuming Andy needs a little excitement in his Twitter life.
I do.
You can hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Joshua Richer. He's at Drew Seth.
20.
20, and also, you know, you could just hit the show up at, I would say hit up, I'm losing that for the next one.
Yeah.
Richer N. Mailman, like Guns and Roses.
Exactly like.
That's the only way I gotta say. I'm gonna think of a new one, too. Hall N. Oates? No, they're N.
There's only one Guns N.
Yeah, that's true.
All
right. Well, just hit us up on one of those, and we can talk about your complaints and comments and make fun of you on the air. So, have a merry little Christmas and a happy holidays, and
see you next time.
Got to think of a way out.
Said it, I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in unless I'm with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My motherfucking
nigga. My nigga,
my nigga. My nigga,
my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Yeah. First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracking, I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my nigga. He selling for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, some niggas drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Shit, that's my nigga. Know he since I was 8. Yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, passed her to my nigga. Hit my first leg pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
Said that I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in unless I'm with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys, my niggas.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga tripping on a half a beat. Then we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. You know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. See you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right, by the case with my niggas. Drink the act right and get straight with my niggas. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Who got the yellow? Who got the yellow?
Don't matter.
Go fix my nigga. Ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's only my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga got cake, my nigga got weight. My nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga, we eat, my nigga get a plate. I'm still here unless my nigga, my nigga. My knock nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga. He ain't going.
my niggas. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Believe it, I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas. And I ain't going in, that's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My motherfucking niggas.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.